Whitney Pittman on the Red River Farm Network. Joining us is Teresa Gilley, farming up in the Hallock area. Tell us how fields are looking right now and what you're working on.
Well, so far I think the fields are looking okay. We've had some periodic rains, nothing real measurable except for maybe one. Had some rains over the weekend, which were small, but really appreciate any moisture we can get from the air, it seems like, or from the sky. Wheat is going to be, I would say, a little less than average, and it's already turning and maturing, which is early. So I'm thinking that spring wheat harvest is going to be early August, and but soybeans, they need a little bit more moisture but have some time. I think the corn looks really good, but it all depends upon who got some rain and who didn't.
Yeah, that's kind of been the that's sort of been the story of the season, is everything's been so variable. But I know up in that area was really dry to start things off this spring.
It was dry on the top, but we were lucky enough. We had some significant snow events, you know, pretty much most of since February. It seemed like it was almost every weekend. But so I think our subsoil moisture has been fine. It's just that we need that top. We need some moisture on the top. And with a little luck, maybe we've had enough so that, you know, the root structure could have followed the moisture down. But I think it's all a little bit hit and miss, and thank God it's cooled off a little bit.
Yeah, and spraying, how has that been going, keeping up with that pretty decent? I know I've heard from a lot of people that wind hasn't been as much of a concern this year as we saw last year.
No, we haven't had much of a concern with wind. Actually, you know, after, you know, things kind of turned around immediately after the first snow, after the last snowstorm. And we got the spraying in a real timely manner. And of course, not much left for ruts or anything either, because we just didn't have the rain. But I did put on some pre-emerge, and probably could have used a little bit more moisture with that pre-emerge.
And any sort of insect pressures with sort of the dry conditions that you've seen this year?
I have sprayed a couple of fields for grasshoppers. You know, grasshoppers like the dry weather. I know there was some pressure with the people with canola, with that canola beetle early. And but other than that, our bug situation has been pretty calm.
Good to hear. Anything else of note here before we let you go?
No, I just think that, you know, I feel for those that have gotten too much moisture, but for those of the rest of us here in Kitson County, we could probably use a little bit more moisture. And as the season goes, I think the wheat is pretty much getting done. And I hope we can get some good moisture for those later crops that are coming.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time. Again, Teresa Gilley joining us here on the Red River Farm Network.